This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh today. The projects cover key sectors including rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. Mr. Modi will flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and lay the foundation stone of the Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction, third and fourth railway line project. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. During the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in Mahila Sammelan in the evening. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi tomorrow to inaugurate the Ganga Expressway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at the Pal Jor Stadium in Gangtok today. We have a report.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stone of various sectors including infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education, power, environment, tourism and agriculture for the holistic and inclusive development in Sikkim. The prominent projects include laying the foundation stone for a 100-bedded Ayurveda hospital at Yangon in Namsi district. The permanent campus of the Sikkim University at Yangon will also be inaugurated. To mark the day, the Sikkim government will present a mega cultural event titled 1000 Steps of Unity, involving over 1,500 local artists that will reflect the culture and traditions of the region. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will highlight India's stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Defense Ministers meet in Kyrgyzstan today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. The Defense Minister said that he looks forward to interacting bilaterally with the counterparts of other SCO member states and with the Indian community at Bishkek. Mr. Singh arrived in Bishkek yesterday to participate in the SCO Defense Ministers meeting. Ladakh will get five new districts, taking the total number of districts to seven. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changtang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only two districts, Leh and Kargil. Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of five new districts in the Union Territory. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills the long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. The Minister of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heat wave conditions expected in the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to the Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories, Secretary, Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Punya Salila Srivastav, said that above normal heat wave days are likely from April to June this year across parts of East, Central and Northwest India, as well as the Southeast Peninsula, based on forecasts by the India Meteorological Department. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions today in places over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall today in parts of Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. According to the Met Department, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, some parts of the Northeast India, Punjab, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand are expected to experience thunder squall conditions today. Iran has offered to open the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for the US lifting its blockade on the country's ports and an end to the war. In a fresh offer to Trump administration, Tehran has proposed that discussions on the larger question of its nuclear program would come in at a later phase. The latest effort came during Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's talks in St. Petersburg with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump met his national security team to discuss Iran's latest proposal to open the Strait of Hormuz. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.